Why did the vampire go to the orthodontist? To improve his bite. What do you call someone who puts poison in a person's cornflakes? I don't know. What do you call someone who puts poison in a person's cornflakes? A serial killer. What do ghosts and goblins drink on Halloween? I know that one. It's Ghoulade. Oh! What does a skeleton order at the restaurant? Spare ribs. What is a witch's favorite subject in school? I don't know. What is a witch's favorite subject in school? Spelling. Where does a ghost go on vacation? Malibu. All right, here's one. Just got this one in from the Scarogram. What do you call two spiders that just got married? I don't know. Newlywebs. Huh? I don't get it. Newlywebs, dummy. Oh! I got one for you. What's the mummy's favorite music? Rap music. Did you hear what happened to the boy and girl vampires? They loved in vain. Oh! What do you get if you cross Dracula and Al Capone? Oh, let me think. I don't know. What do you get if you cross Dracula and Al Capone? A fangster. That one wasn't very good. Well, you know, we do the best we can out here. All right, what does a cannibal call a skateboarder? Meals on wheels. Oh, that's bad. You should be careful about that one. All right, how about this one instead? Why do witches get good bargains? Because they love to haggle. Ah, wait a minute. Does that make any sense? I don't know. Let's try this one. How do you know that you're talking to an undertaker? By his grave manner. Oh, I like that one. And what do ghosts dance to? Soul music. Oh. What did the skeleton say to his girlfriend? I love every bone in your body. All right, here's one for you. Why was the werewolf arrested at the butcher's shop? I don't know. He was caught choplifting. Oh! Why do demons hang out with ghouls? Because demons are a ghoul's best friend, of course. All right, I run out. How about a couple of knock-knock jokes? Sounds good to me. Knock, knock. Who's there? Manuel. Manuel who? Man, you'll be sorry if you don't give me a treat. Hey, that reminds me. How about this one? Knock, knock. Who's there? Boo. Boo-hoo. Oh, don't cry. Halloween is almost here. All right, why are ghosts bad at telling lies? Because you can see right through them. What do you call a stupid skeleton? Hey, be careful about that. I don't know. What do you call a stupid skeleton? A bonehead. What's a monster's favorite play? Romeo and Juliet, of course. And what TV show do ghosts love to watch? Squeal of Fortune. Oh! Why did the ghost go trick-or-treating on the top floor? He was in high spirits. Ah, oh, that was a good one. And what do you call a skeleton that is always telling lies? Unlike us, what do you call a skeleton that is always telling lies? A bony phony. That was okay. That was okay. All right, where do the werewolves stay when they're on vacation? At the Holiday Inn. And what did the ghost buy for his haunted house? Homeowner's insurance, of course. What do you call a ghost in a torn sheet? A holy terror. Get it? Terror? All right, what's a vampire's favorite food? I don't know. What is a vampire's favorite food? I thought blood, but no. It is a guy with high blood pressure. All right, why did the mummy go on vacation? He needed to unwind. And what is a ghoul's favorite game? Hide and go shriek. Oh! What do vampires and false teeth have in common? I don't know. What do vampires and false teeth have in common? They both come out at night. Where does Sitting Bull's ghost live? In a creepy teepee, of course. And what is a vampire's favorite movie? Oh, I know this one. Batman! What kind of plate does a skeleton eat off of? Why, bone china, of course. And what is Dracula's favorite coffee? Decaffeinated. Oh! What happened when the ghost ordered a drink at the bar? The bartender said, "Sorry, sir, we don't serve spirits here." All right, I got one for you. Okay, go for it. Which vampire tried to eat James Bond? Ghoul finger. All right, here's a good one. Why don't you ever see skeletons fighting? I don't know. Why don't you ever see skeletons fighting? Because they have no guts. What do you call a goblin who gets too close to a bonfire? A toasty ghosty. Oh, that was mediocre. Okay, let me see if I can come up with a better one. What's a vampire's favorite fruit? I don't know. What is a vampire's favorite fruit? A nectarine, of course. And what is a goblin's favorite flavor? Lemon slime, of course. All right, I think I got one more for you here. This one's a little bit different. How about a yo mama joke? A yo mama joke for us? All right, lay it on me. Give me a yo mama joke. Yo mama was so ugly they didn't give her a costume when she's tried out for Star Wars. Oh, man. Oh. How about yo mama is so ugly when she went trick-or-treating, she did not even need a costume. Oh, man. Yo. Oh.